Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always go and get the realness. But y'all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. To further assess, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marked the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pitched him the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skilled and talented guests on from different places. All are welcome, different views, different races. Here's the top that's intriguing beyond that. It's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing. What up, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. It's your boy, T-Real. It has been like a minute, like a month, you know, since my voice has touched these airwaves. Just been a lot going on, y'all. Like, just been a lot going on. Like, just a lot. You know, y'all been following the show. Y'all know, started in 2013, like the intro says. Just had our 5-year anniversary this past May. Really, since, you know, since like about, I would say, since then, I think that was like the last show Nizzy was on, or I think that was the last show. I think I asked her to do the anniversary with me. You know, and I already explained the Nizzy situation, so no need to explain that again, but I think it was, I want to say it was the 5-year anniversary. I don't know if she ever came back on after that. Maybe, I don't know. But, you know, ever since Nizzy's departure, you know, it's become, you know, challenging because I have my own stuff going on too, and without having, you know, that reliable source, that partner, that person, you know, that official, like, co-host, you know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah, man, it's a lot to take on when, you know, you got a lot going on in your personal life, and then, you know, you're sitting here trying to engineer the show, come up with topics, and talk on here by yourself for a significant period of time, and you're used to having somebody to talk with, and it's just, you know what I mean? It's just a lot, you know what I mean? Like, it really is, and it just got to the point where, because it's so much that's going on, I just had to, like, take a break, you know what I mean? And every time you turn around, it's like it happens again, but without Nizzy, I'm telling you, like, this whole thing is like crumbling before my very eyes. That's just the honest truth. It's difficult, it's challenging. I give a lot of credit to people who have podcasts where they don't have like a co-host. They just talk by themselves every week or every day or however often they air. They just talk by themselves. You know what I mean? Sometimes they have guests, most of the time it's just them. I give credit. Like, I don't mind doing it every now and then, but I feel like I need another voice. Like, I need a co-host, you know what I mean? And I feel like I need a female. I feel like, you know, I need a female to vibe off of and to have her be the voice for the ladies. Like, I can be the voice for the men. I need someone to be the voice for the ladies. You know what I mean? Without that, it's very challenging, and it actually takes away some of the excitement, to be honest. Y'all know me. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. I'm going to give y'all the realness, man. You know, it takes away the excitement. It's not a lot to look forward to. I know my listeners are listening, but when I know I don't have that person to vibe with on the airwaves. It's just like, man, I'm just going to go on here and sit here and talk to myself for a whole hour or something. I know y'all listening and stuff, but it's just not the same having that dedicated person that's on there with you every week, you know. So that's pretty much why that I, you know, well, that's kind of why, you know, you haven't, you know, heard from me in a while. Personal life stuff and no help. Now, you see, you turn around, there's a new co-host, and then they're not there. Just know that ain't me. You know what I mean? I mean, shout out to the people that that came and was a part of the show and actually lasted a while. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to everybody. Rat, LV, you know, he really brought something significant to the table. You know what I mean? A few people that, you know, really dedicated themselves. I appreciate everybody that dedicated themselves for a significant period of time. You know what I mean? And didn't just stop appearing and just fell off the face of the earth. Because to tell y'all the truth, that's really what be happening. Like, you'll see an introduction to a new co-host, and then all of a sudden they're not there. That's because a lot of these people, what they'll do is they'll agree. They'll say, yeah, I want to be a part. You know, I'll basically have a little conference call with them, introduction, like, hey, man, looking for a host, da-da-da, da-da-da. Serious inquiries only, please. When I put the ads out, then when I talk to them on the phone, it's like, yeah, I always have a phone conference with a person before I bring them on the air. We talk typically from anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. I tell them everything I want out of a co-host, what I'm looking for. They agree. They sound so excited. Oh, I'm going to tell my friends and my family, da-da-da, I can't wait. Boom, they come on, they do a show. Sometimes they do multiple shows, 4 shows, 6 shows, 8 shows, whatever. Then, boom, they just disappear. You know what I mean? After a while, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to go chasing nobody. If you, this ain't, there's no contract signed, there's no obligation. I mean, I'm just trying to provide an opportunity, and at the same time, you helping me by bringing a voice to the table. You know what I mean? But, it's like, you know, we kind of both helping each other. I'm providing a platform for your voice to be heard, talk about interesting topics. I already got this thing set up. I already got a structure. You don't have to do nothing but show up every week. But can I pay you? No, I can't. I don't make money off this show, so how can I pay you? But I'm going to give you my rent money, my gas and electric money. Like, what am I supposed to do? Well, no, I can't pay. You know what I mean? But I can provide a platform. You know what I mean? You can have your voice heard. You can, if you got, you know, fans, friends, supporters, you know, you can have them call in. And they can chop it up with you on the airways. Like, I'm just providing opportunities. And pretty much this is like a resume, because you can use this and, hey, I was a part of this podcast, and maybe you get a bigger opportunity down the road. You could use me as a resource. But now if you leave me hanging and just no call, no show your way out of this little situation, you know, then it's just like, how can I give you a good word? How can I give a good word to whoever, like, let's say another podcaster that's got a big platform, maybe it's potential to actually, you know, earn some good money or good advertisements and business endeavors, whatever. You know, how do you expect me to give you good feedback on what my experience was like with you if you left me hanging? So now you no longer can use my show, It's Real Talk Radio, as a reference, because I'm gonna keep it real. I ain't gonna be fake about it. You left me hanging. I'm supposed to just big you up, like, yeah, they were so great, da da da. Regardless of how good your on air chemistry was, you know, how you put it down on air, at the end of the day, when they ask, well, was they reliable? Did they give you a hard way to go? Well, you know, they left me hanging. They just stopped coming, you know. They stopped texting. They stopped, you know, interacting. They just fell off the face of the earth. And it's like, damn, so, you know. And that's typically what happens with the majority of these hosts that have come and gone, other than a few. Actually, Rhett had the most honorable exit. She told me ahead of time. You know, she we already had talked about it. She didn't leave me hanging. I knew what it was. That's why if you go look at the archives, I gave her a farewell, like an honorable farewell. You know what I mean? Even though she, like, fell asleep at the end, I kind of ain't appreciate that. Like, damn, I'm sitting here making a tribute for you, and you, like, fall asleep. But, you know, it's all good. She still did it. I commend her for her exit as opposed to everybody else. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, I mean, I had jobs before where, like, I just stopped showing up. And now I know how, like, my former employers felt, like, damn, really, just they ain't gonna call or nothing. Like, you know, I would never ever do that again. Like, I would never, like, you know, I would never just no call, no show my way out of a situation. Like, I'm just, you know, I just my conscience as a man won't even allow me to do that at this stage of my life. You know, I just can't do that. Like, I got to give you a 2-week notice or something. Like, I can't just no call, no show my way out of a situation. See, this is like an internship. You know what I mean? This is like an internship, pretty much. I don't expect anybody to come on here and stay on here forever. But I do expect a person to give their best effort, keep it real with me, and give me a heads up. Like, hey, I've doing this for a month now. It's cool, I like it, but it's, you know, taking away time that I need to da-da-da. You know what I mean? Maybe whatever, like, I'm about to, like, take some online classes, I go ahead of time, or I need to, like, work on me. Whatever your situation is, like, got marital problems, whatever. It's totally cool. It's like, all you got to do is tell me, but people refuse to do it. They just won't do it. They just don't, they don't keep it real. They come on Israel Talk Radio, but they don't keep it real. And then you go and look, and I'm here by myself. Now, obviously, you know, Nizzy isn't included in that discussion because Nizzy helped me build this. There's no way I could have got to where I am now 5 years later without Nizzy. I'm not talking about Nizzy when I'm having this discussion. You know what I mean? And shout out to Nizzy and all she did to help me to get to this point. But I'm just saying, like, these other people that come on to be a part and they just don't, you know what I mean? They don't just tell you nothing. They just, it's crazy. It's just leave high and dry. It's like, damn, then I come on here. Then I got to miss time. I got to miss shows, come on here by myself and stuff like that because I don't have nobody no more. And the whole purpose of trying to find people is so I won't have that burden. You know what I mean? And so you know, I just have to let y'all know, as my listeners, I appreciate everybody that's been listening, you know, for the past 5 years. And, as far as this, you know, this account I have, you know, this BTR account I have for Israel Talk Radio, I'm going to be taking a leave of absence from this account. How long? I don't know. But I'm not going to have the premium account. You know what I mean? How long? I don't know. So what does that mean for the people who aren't BTR hosts and don't know what it looks like on the host side of the spectrum? Basically, I'm no longer going to have the ability to do two-hour shows. I don't even know if they're going to let me keep my intros. I think most of my sound bites are going to be gone. Like my audio clips, like the sound effects, that stuff, gone. I think you can only have 3 with a free account. You can only air for up to 30 minutes. You know, it's very, very limited. It almost, like, make you feel like it's a waste of time to even do, like, air if you're not going to have a premium account. You know what I mean? So, it's gonna probably, yeah, that's all. It's gonna go to the free account and whatever, you know. I mean, I remember what the free account was, like the terms and stuff from back in 2013 when I first joined. Now, is there slight differences? I don't know. Maybe it's even more strict. I got to look at it. Can you still do a 30-minute show with a free account? I don't know. Maybe you can't. Last time I checked, that's what, you know, the limitations were. A 30-minute free show, you can only have, like, 3 audio clips, you know. I was reading something on the site the other day when I went to go ahead and, you know, get ready to change the account. It was saying something about, like, you can, like, something about, you know, do you want something like in reference to like losing your like your archive shows? And I'm like, well, no, that can't be right. Like, saying something like, do you wish to like? I don't know. I don't know. I was trying to understand what it was. I felt real nervous about it. Like, the one thing I don't want to happen is like my archive to be gone. Now, I'm glad I backed up every archive show, so I'm gonna try to be careful. Because I think it asked me, do I want to, like, delete the account or do I want to just, like, keep it, like, you know, where it's, like, you know, my archive shows are still there. But then I seen something that's, like, you can only have a certain amount of hours for your archives. I mean, for that, if your account is free, you can only have, like, a certain amount of hours worth of archive shows, which I know mine has definitely exceeded it. What was it, like 30 hours or 60 hours something? And I think I got like 600 hours worth of, let me see, I gotta look it up. I think I got 600 hours. Let me see. I forgot where you find that at. I want to say the site told me I have like 600 hours worth of material. That's a lot. You know what I mean? And I'm like, so what does that mean? Like, all of my archive shows are going to disappear? Now, I've like scrolled through other BTR host accounts, not like their account, but their page, when, you know, they were no longer active. Oh, yeah, there it goes, 660, yeah, hours. Yep. When they were no longer active. And I would see, like, all their shows. Like, I would see shows from years ago. So, I don't know. I got to look into it. Luckily, all my stuff is backed up. But the fact that I took my time to, like, you know, just type up these descriptions and do these slideshows. And I used to go hard in the slideshows. I used to do, like, 10 pictures, slideshows, the right picture at the right time. It used to take me hours to do these links. It really did. I used to go hard with it. You know what I mean? It just got too time consuming. It just wasn't rewarding enough to like invest that type of time no more, to be honest. You know, so I don't know, I just gotta see. And I'm gonna get to tonight's topic, but I'm just letting I gotta let y'all know what's going on. Like, I gotta keep it real with y'all. I was gonna do this at the end, but no, I need to get this out of the way now. I need to be upfront with y'all and just keep it real. You know. Let's go ahead and get to tonight's topic, and then I'll kind of, you know, close out with some, trips down memory lane, pretty much. I'm not going to play no audio files with it, you know, tonight like I do on, like, the tributes and the anniversaries and stuff. But, you know, just going to, like, you know, browse through some stuff, see the type of stuff we covered over the years. Now, with that said, tonight's topic is pride can be your best friend or your worst enemy. You know, pride typically can make or break us. You know, it's a huge thing. Ego is a huge thing, you know. One thing I've been learning is I've been getting, you know, older and wiser, you know. Now in my mid-30s, what I'm seeing is, like, you know, women have a great deal of pride. Western culture, like Western women, like American women, like, you know, definitely black women, you know, for sure. Yeah, it can hit pride, you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, it can be a great thing, it can be a bad thing, all depending on how you utilize it, You know what I mean? Like, at some point, we got to look ourselves in the mirror and say, okay, who am I? What type of person am I? You know what I mean? Not just what I think of me, but what do other people think of me? Like, what do other people see when they see me? You know, what do other people see when they see me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how am I treating other people? Your pride can play a big role in, like, how you treat people. You know, it really, really can. Because most of us feel like we got the answers. You know, we feel like our way is the way. You know, we feel like we got the answers, and we use our pride as, like, a shield. Like, if we're prideful, then we're strong, or we don't have to go through hurt and disappointment and stuff. One thing I've learned is that, man, being too prideful can really make you a better person. It can make you a person that's difficult to get along with. It can make you narcissistic. You know what I mean? It's not really cool to be like this super powerful person, a person that doesn't know how to make amends. If you want somebody to make up, it's always because the other person had to reach out. I don't want to be that person. Like, I really, really don't. I don't want to be that person. On the flip side, when you don't have enough pride, it's like you just get slapped around, like you just get pushed around. Like, a lot of people ain't going to respect you, especially like snakes, wolves, you know, people who like to prey on people who, you know, don't seem to be like strong-minded. You know what I mean? And if you're a guy and you're looked at as a guy that doesn't have pride and, you know, doesn't have the, you don't show the alpha trait, a lot of times of women aren't going to respect you. You know what I mean? They aren't going to respect you, and they're not going to really acknowledge and embrace you the same way they would like an alpha male or a strong man. You know what I mean? So a healthy balance is kind of important, but, you know, it's not something that can just happen overnight. Like, it's steps, you know, and you'll always be trying to better yourself as you get older. Like, you'll never have this game of life figured out completely. Like, you're always going to be learning. You're always going to be adjusting. You're always going to be trying to better yourself. You know what I mean? Ain't no body perfect, ain't no pastor, preacher, your favorite, whoever, religious person, political person, president, whatever. Like, you know, we all working on ourselves, constant battle every day, trying not to fall into the dark side, you know what I mean? Trying not to just, you know, become, you try not to be a pushover, but then you try not to be an a-hole too. Like, you're trying to find, like, you know, that good balance. You know, now the people who are conscious of themselves, like, you know, just conscious people who really care about life and just care about the human race, not just them and their peoples, but to care about society as a whole. You know what I mean? And I feel like I'm one of those people. Like, we pay attention to stuff. Like, we think about stuff like this. We don't just push it off and just like, you know, oh, well, I'm going to do what's best for me and my family. Let me tell y'all, man, like, the people that think like that, like, I'm just going to do what's best for me and my family. Yes, you want to do what's best for you and your family, but is that all you care about? If all you care about is you and your family, you are not really a great contribution to this world. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of wish, like, we could all be separated. The people that care about the world and people in general should have, like, their own country, like, their own realm. You know what I mean? Like, people who only care about themselves or people that only care about their family and that's it, like, you know, they just should be somewhere else because it just doesn't work. It does not work. Those are people that don't care about others, they're cutthroat, you know, they're mean, they're deceitful, you know, manipulative, like, you name it. Like, you know, people that don't care about people, there's no limit. Like, there's no limitations. The only thing that stops them probably from really bugging out is consequences. You know what I mean? sometimes they don't want to face the consequences, but they just don't care other than that. And that's not cool. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want a person around you that's like, you know, I would steal everything in your house if I could get away with it and not get locked up. If I had a way to do it and get away with it, I would do it. Like, you don't want, like, those type people. Like, you don't want envious people. Like, you don't want, like, those type people. You know what I mean? You know, like, you just want people that's on the same page. If you're a positive person with positive energy, that's what you want. Like, energy is so contagious. You know what I mean? And energy is a very complex thing that I think we're far from understanding, you know, but you can just pick up on it. Like, it's just there. You want people that's on your same frequency. You know what I mean? You definitely do. Like, you know, so I consider myself definitely an alpha, but powerful to an extent. A few years ago, you know, I would say that, you know, my pride was probably a little too high. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like with experience and trial and error, I've developed more of an ability to look myself in the mirror, understand that I'm not perfect, understand that sometimes things are my fault, and to enable myself to be the bigger person. You know, I think that's important. And I've really, you know, tried to, you know, adopt that into, you know, my way of life. Like, you know, I just don't want to be that person. Y'all, let me talk to y'all for a minute, man. Like, I don't want to be that person that's just like, and I know it sounds like it's me, but ain't nobody else on here but me, so I can only go based on me. You know, like, I just don't want to be that person, man. I just don't want to be that person that, well, me and my best friend have a falling out. Well, if me and my best friend ever talk again, it's going to be because they reach out, because I sure ain't doing it. Now, granted, circumstances matter. Sometimes people do things that's just so just messed up that it's like, I'm not reaching out, you know, but it just depends. Like, how, to what extent was it? You know what I mean? Was it that bad? When you look at it, when you think back on it, was it really so bad that you could see yourself never ever talking to this person again? You know what I mean? So, I mean, I need to turn my ring off, y'all. How bad was it? Like, for instance, I have a family member, right, who I fell off with. And, you know, they had reached out to me, like, recently, like, you know, some months back. And we chopped it up. And I was like, damn, I was real bitter towards the situation, right? We hadn't talked in years. But, you know, when I sat and thought about it, one day my phone rang. I'm like, who this? Person said who it was. And I was like, oh, wow. I was shocked. But I was like, I mean, just kind of like instantly some of the bitterness I had, as I thought about it, I'm like, wow, this person really, we ain't talked in years, and this person really set their pride aside to call me and see how I was. And I was like, damn, that was real humbling. That was humbling, I ain't gonna lie. And I was like, man, you know, I had to give credit. Like, they didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? And they did. I respect them for that because, you know, I didn't do it. And if it was left up to me, when would we have spoken again? You know what I mean? And we go back. We go way back. You know what I mean? Like, we family. So, you know, of course we go way back. And it's like, man, like, it just makes you think. It's like, wow, like, you know? So I'm constantly a work in progress. Like, I feel like, you know, when I see stuff like that, you know, when I see people be the bigger person, I had, you know, somebody I go way back with, another person, you know, the way that things had turned out, like, the way things turned out, it was years ago, but the way things turned out, I really didn't appreciate how things went, but we were so much younger, and I was like, man, that's messed up how you played me or whatever. That's kind of messed up. But, you know, this person there contacted me, and this is a person that contacts me every so often throughout the years. Like, it might go a year without hearing from them, then boom, they pop up, you know? But the person actually, you know, them hitting me isn't that much of a shocker because they do it every so often. Like, sometimes, the longest we ever went probably was like 2 years without talking. But the fact that this person this time apologized for, you know, the past, and I was like, wow, like, damn, they really, you know, like, gotta give credit. You know what I mean? Gotta give credit. Like, wow, that person didn't have to do that, and they did. You know? And I'm like, man, I can learn from these people. You know what I mean? Like, I've been adopting that in my life. Like, you know, like, I reached out to some people. You know what I mean? Recently, I reached out to some people that I haven't talked to in years. You know? And, you know, seeing how they was or whatever. You know what I mean? You know? And, it definitely took some setting pride aside to do it. It definitely took some pride aside to do it. I'm not even going to lie. You know. So, I'm like, man, I can really learn. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can, like, you know, I don't have this thing all figured out. I can do better, too. You know? Hold on, y'all. I'm going to just play. I'm going to play a quick jam real quick. I don't want to play nothing too long, but I'm going to play something real quick so I can, you know, handle something real quick, and then I'll be right back. I want to find something that's short. Let's see. I haven't been on here in a while. I don't even, let me see. Let me find y'all something short. Da-da-da-da-da. Not nothing too long. Let me find something short. Let's see what we got. Man, I ain't been on here in a while, man. I feel like I should know my playlist. I should be able to just go right to something. All right, 2 minutes or 2:30, whatever. Boom, here we go. Nope, definitely don't want to put no 5 minutes on. All right, I'll be right back, y'all. It's Real Talk Radio. It's your boy, Tay Real.
She
All right, y'all, I'm back. It's your boy, Tay Real. It's Real Talk Radio. That track y'all just heard was She Know by the homie Grip. Shout out to Grip. He the one that produced the intro you hear in the beginning. You know, yeah, man. And so I'm back, man. And basically, I was just saying, as far as the prior thing, it sounds like something that's so simple, right? Like, but when you really think about it, like, pride is, like, such a huge thing. You know, because pride determines if you're going to pick up that phone when your brother that you don't get along with is calling you after y'all ain't talked in a year. Are you going to pick up your phone or are you going to, like, you know, take it to the grave and never talk to your brother again? Can you set your pride aside to at least hear your brother out, even though whatever's falling out your head, you feel as though it's his fault? Same thing with anything. Friends, family, you know, business associates, whatever. Like, can you set your pride aside? You know what I mean? Can you? You know, at the same time, can you be prideful enough to not let people take advantage of you and manipulate you and treat you like crap and get away with it? You know what I mean? Can you find that healthy balance? You know, like, you'll never be perfect at it. You know what I mean? It's like, because people, I be having conversations with people, right? And it's like they expect you, it's like they're looking at you like you did something wrong when you end up settling down with a person that ended up being, like, just a really low life. A person that was, just pretty much just a bad person, like bad energy, you know what I mean? Like manipulative, just not a good person. A person not good for you. A liar, a cheater, whatever. And they're looking at you like, well, what are you doing? This is people's favorite thing to ask. What are you doing to draw these type of people? Even in psychology, a lot of times, like, that's their approach. And it's like, are you freaking serious? You think I want to draw, like, a woman who likes to emasculate men, a woman who lies about, you know, being single, or, you know, a woman who is really just deceitful, just a messed up person? Like, you think I would want that? Like, you think women want to draw, like, abusive men? Like, they're intentionally doing that? Now, granted, there are some people that, deep down probably are drawn to those types of people, you know, especially people who have been through, you know, some rough times, you know, been through a lot of abuse and stuff. You know, but not ever, just because you've been through some things doesn't mean that you necessarily want to draw those types of people. Sometimes the stars are aligned and there's just nothing you can do about it, because we aren't psychics. What are you going to do? Just assume everybody is out to get you and just you're going to stay to yourself forever? You got to give people a chance, so you'll never have friends, you'll never have relationships. So at some point, you got to be willing to give people a chance. You're not a psychic. Like, it's not cool to be a know-it-all. We don't always have the answers. We ain't got the answers, Wade. We ain't got the answers. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's through trial and error. Sometimes you just, you know, hear a person out. If you like what they got to say, you continue to hear them out. And if you like the energy you get from them, you just go for it. And, you know, the chips fall as they may. You just see what happens. Sometimes it's like that. So I don't think that's good advice to give people, your friends and your family, that, oh, what are you doing? Like, it's you. You're doing something to draw people. Like, man, look, I'm just being me. Whoever comes, comes. I don't have no crystal ball. I can't just control that. It's not like people come from the beginning and say, yeah, I'm manipulative, I'm a narcissist, I'm an a-hole, I'm a serial cheater, you know, I'm abusive. Hey, why don't you give it me? I'm abusive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just happens. Sometimes a year later, 2 years later, people's true colors have come out. And it's like, how do you blame the victim? That's victim blaming, basically. Like, how could you blame the victim for, like, going through a dramatic and traumatic situation? You know, if the person, let's say, a year and a half later, you find out they got a whole nother family they never told you about, and that's your fault, you have to explain to your friend or family member as to why you didn't already know that. Like, some people are good liars. Some people just know how to get away with stuff. Like, some, like, we got to stop, we underestimate people. Like, all right, you might look at yourself as a smart person, but just because you're smart doesn't mean you're the only smart person. Like, other people are, like, smart, too. People know how to lie. People know how to suppress their true self. You know what I mean? And that doesn't make you stupid or naive because they caught you slipping. Like, you're not the only intelligent person. You're not the only person that's strategic. Like, you know, other people are, too. It's okay. You know what I mean? Like, LeBron is the greatest player in the NBA, but did he win the finals last year or the year before that, 2018, 2017? No, he didn't. Does that mean he's not the best player in the world because he lost to a team that's just a better all-around team than the team he played with? I mean, like, come on, man. Like, come on, yeah. You know what I mean? So, I mean, as far as you know, this pride thing, man, I just think it's important. It's really important to, like, dissect yourself. Get to know yourself. Spend some time to yourself. Like, you'll never fully know yourself if you're always surrounded by people. It's cool to have friends and fam, but some of us, y'all, you just, you know, it's just too much of it. Like, some of us, you're just not getting enough you time. You know what I mean? Like, I did a lot of, like, you know, soul searching to understand myself better. I'm a work in progress, y'all. I don't got all the answers. I'm just saying, you know, like, we got to start looking at ourselves, you know what I mean? And understand, trying to understand ourselves better. You don't want to be the know-it-all. Like, it's not cool to be a know-it-all. You have all the answers. It's not cool to be so prideful that nobody can tell you nothing. You know what I mean? It's not cool to not have no pride at all, to where as though you believe everything somebody tell you. You know what I mean? Straight up. Straight up, man. I'll reach out to some people where I'm like, man, I can't believe I just did that. I can't believe I just sent that text or sent that inbox or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm just like, wow, you know. And I got to actually chop it up, you know, with some people. Like, I chopped it up with one person I hadn't spoke to in years, and I was like, okay, like, you know, it's like, yeah, they's doing a lot better than they was last time I talked to them years ago, and I was like, that was actually cool. You know what I mean? Because at one point, I don't know if they even realized this, because we had, you know, ended up falling off, but it wasn't like one of those FU, too. It was just like, we just stopped talking, but I don't think this person even realizes that I was, like, salty a little. I was a little salty, and that was one of the reasons why we ended up, you know, losing communication. But, you know, once that person came to mind, as I'm, you know, starting to, you know, just reach out to different people I haven't talked to in a long time, I'm thinking about, like, I'm actually, like, you know, I really hope this person's doing okay. Like, you know, like, that was years ago. Like, I'm going to take this to the grave with me. Like, ain't like the person, like, you know, like, actually, like, you know, smashed my best friend and we was together. It wasn't nothing crazy like that. So, like, you know, years passed. Like, how you doing? How your kids? Like, and we actually got to talk. You know what I mean? Not only did we, you know, talk through inbox, but we actually had an actual phone conversation. We ended up getting on the phone and everything. I was like, wow, that was cool. That was cool. That was really cool. Like, I'm glad they're doing okay. You know what I mean? I'm glad they took time out their day to talk to me. And I'm like, wow, I just started. I ran to somebody from high school. Actually, we go back, but middle school the other day. And I was like, man, it was good. It was good to see you, man. We chopped it up. they was with their lady friend who turned out to be their wife, and she's like, oh, excuse me, I'm his wife. Like, oh wow, that's what's up. What's going on? You know? And that was so cool. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, man, I'm just thinking, like, I don't want to be this person that's like, F everybody that just did something that I didn't like. Now, granted, the extent matters, you know. There's certain people that I just don't see me ever reaching out to. But if our paths cross in this journey of life at some point, like, we just be the same place at the same time, am I going to really be salty and say, don't speak to me? I don't know. If anybody like that I feel that strongly about, I don't know. There's certain people that I probably won't literally go out my way to reach out to, but if our paths cross, maybe we can have a conversation. You know, if I'm over the situation, you know what I mean? Like, maybe we can actually have a phone conversation. I mean, not a phone conversation. Maybe we can actually talk. Maybe I'll actually be kind of glad that I'm, like, you know, seeing them and they're okay. You know, I can tell you this. Most of the people from my past, like, I hope they're doing well, and if I see them, it's love. There's certain people, it's like, damn, you did me so grimy that I don't even know. But if I feel that way, more than likely, it's a female that, you know, it was a female deal, and I just, you know, I can't think of many guys I feel like, man, you did me great. You know what I mean? I told you the family member I, you know, felt that way about, but we got through that. You know what I mean? And I'm just at a point now where I'm like, man, I don't really want to go to my grave just like F everybody. You know what I mean? Just the mean old man with the mean mug. Like, I don't really want to be that person, man. Like, I'm at a point now where I'm trying to just positive energy, positive vibes. We go back 15 years and, you know, our past cross. How you doing? You know what I mean? Like, man, you okay? You know, maybe this is a better time in our lives where we could actually be okay. You know, maybe we could have a high vibe relationship. Maybe we could be cool. Who knows? But, you know, I just don't want to be that person that's like, F everybody for the rest of my life. I hope I never see you again. And if I do, don't speak to me. Like, you know, at one point years ago, I did. I was like, man, F you. I don't care. It's F you for life. And I thought, like, that was, like, the right way because I had to be strong. I had to be prideful. And as I started really, you know, growing as a person, I'm like, man, nah, that's just, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. Life's too short, y'all. I'm not saying it's, now, look, it's okay to hold grudges. I'm not going to lie. It's okay, but you don't have to hold it forever. Like, if your fiance smashed your best friend on your wedding night, it's okay to hold a grudge for a very long time. Even if you never talk to that person again, that's so grimy that that's understandable. But it's also okay that maybe years later, 5 years later, might take a long time. Maybe 5 years later, you see them, you run into each other, it's like, oh, yeah, hey, how you been? Yeah, I've been good, you, da-da-da. Like, I'm over it now. It's been 5 years. You know what I mean? I don't mean that we're going to go back there. That don't mean we're going to date again. That don't mean we're going to try to, you know, like, go back to the past, you know what I mean? But who knows? Maybe y'all both grown as people since then. Maybe that person's a better person. Maybe y'all will. I'm not going to say I would recommend that you try to rebuild and reestablish an emotional, romantic dealing with somebody that did something that grieved you, that smashed your best friend on your wedding night, but you know, life is complex, man. Like, we don't have all the answers. We don't have this thing figured out. We don't fully understand our emotions. We swear we do. We swear we know ourselves. And we know ourselves better than anybody else knows us. But still, sometimes we don't understand why we do things like take people back in our lives or, you know, or join a certain people, like, a lot of stuff we don't understand, you know? We swear we do, but we really don't. If we had all the answers, why would we need therapists? You know what I mean? So, we gotta stop just acting like we know everything. You know what I mean? And I think we could go without being so judgmental on one another, too. You know? And as far as pride, I feel as though it's just good to have a healthy balance. Don't be a pushover, though. Like, whatever you take from this, please, don't be a pushover. Don't let people take advantage of you. Don't let people manipulate you. do your best to not let people deceive you. It's going to happen from time to time. You know what I mean? It's going to happen because you're not, like I said, you're not the only smart person. You're not the only person that can think 10 steps ahead. And we're not psychics. But you just do your best, you know? It's okay to have a wall up, but you're going to have to let that wall down eventually if you're going to enjoy life. If you're just pushing everybody away, you won't enjoy life. You're going to be this bitter, negative Nancy, and nobody enjoys that. You know what I mean? You think because you're, like, a beautiful woman or considered to be, like, this pretty boy, whatever, like, you know, you people are drawn to you because of your whatever, your looks or, you know, your money. Like, nobody is, like, people don't like those type of people. Like, you're not going to enjoy life if you're, like, just negative. You know what I mean? If you just never want to let people in. Because I can tell you, like, it doesn't feel good to have that type of energy. A person that's, like, always pushing you away, never letting you in. Whether it's friend, like, how could you, I feel like this, like, how can I become great friends with somebody that's always pushing me away? What's going on? Why you look like you down? I don't want to talk about it, man. I'm cool. Never want to talk about it. Never want to let me know that. I can't look at you as my close friend. Even if we're family, you never want to talk about what's going on. It's personal. It's personal. I'm your family. It's personal. You can't share personal stuff with me. You don't trust me. Now, granted, some stuff, you ain't got to tell me everything, but if you don't tell me nothing, we ain't got no real serious bond. That's what bonding is about, like, you know, opening up. You know what I mean? Because I tell people, like, I'm going to sure open up, but I'm not saying people got to do it because I'm doing it, but I'm going to open up. And if you can't never open up to me, we're not going to be but so close. So, yeah, healthy balance, y'all. Healthy, healthy balance. Now, as I was saying, man, it's probably going to be a while. I don't want to put a time limit on it. I don't know. Too much going on. I don't have no help. It's going to be a while before I'm back on this account with the premium account and have the 2-hour slot, you know, and the abilities that I have now, you know. But, you know, I am going to be, everything goes as planned. I'm going to be joining another network, you know, and I'll be co-hosting with someone. And I don't have all the information right now. Like, I got to get it. So I'm going to do, another update with the actual information. I tried to get her to, I would call her, but it's late. I would call her because it's her account that we're going to be using. You know, it's the homie Jade. You know, y'all heard Jade. She's been on here before from Everybody Talk Radio. But I don't have the exact information as to, like, the URL, you know what I mean, that you can get to, like, how you can get to it. You know, I need to, like, really talk to her. I wish I could have got on here so she could have gave the information. You know, it makes me feel like I'm not fully prepared, but she's very hard to catch up with. You know what I mean? Like, she's a difficult person to catch up with. Like, I tell her this. I ain't no saying my game. She knows. She'll tell you. I tell you this. Like, you'll send Jay a text on Monday, and she'll text you back Sunday out of nowhere, like, something, answering your question. You know, like, what time is the cookout on Thursday? You text her that Monday. Sunday, she'll be like, yeah, the cookout was at 4. Was at 4? You telling me this now, a week later? You know what I mean? So that's, shout out to Jay, but jeez, I really need you to work on your communication. I go a lot. Jesus. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. But, yeah, I'll be joining Hot Network, which is not the Erotic Talk Radio one. I don't know the name of it. I did text her. I guess she wasn't able to, you know, to come hop on. I was trying to see if she could come get y'all that information, but she never responded. So late, 12 a.m., spare the moment, so it's understandable. But, yeah, I'll be joining High Network. We're going to be doing a show called The Green Room. We promoted it on here, I think, last time she was on here, I think. But it was like the YouTube thing, because we was doing like this YouTube thing. We was doing the Green Room on YouTube. Like, you can go on YouTube and look up the Green Room. And we did a few of them. And basically, I would like edit it and put it out and stuff. But then I started, you know, having a situation at home where, you know, I wasn't able to like access my computer. And it's just too much going on, y'all. And it took time to really edit, like, you know, people that got podcasts and different shows and things going on, YouTube stuff and all that stuff, people, like a lot of times end up having to do editing, and if you want to be efficient with your editing, it can take a significant amount of time out of your day, and when it's not your job, you're not getting paid, it's not keeping the lights on and stuff, that's a heck of a commitment, and then when you got a lot of stuff going on, that's what ended up happening to me. Then I had computer issues, internet issues, all types of issues, you know, and so that had got put on pause for a minute, the Green Room, the YouTube, but, you know, me and Jade, but now we're doing the actual podcast, you know, where we do a weekly show. It's going to be on Tuesdays and what? Like I said, I got to talk to Jade. We got to know for sure. I know we're supposed to start next week. We said we're just going to start fresh in September, so we're supposed to start next week, but I got to get the information. Like, I got to, you know, I really just want to, like, literally call her right now, but it just would be a little rude, you know what I mean, to call her this late, even though she just texted me, you know, not so long ago, but it would be kind of rude to just call her this late and not knowing what she's doing. She could be, you know, in a bed with her husband or anything. Like, I don't want to just call out of nowhere like that, so I'm probably going to do, like, I got to find a way to get y'all this information. So, you know, and I don't know how this free account thing works no more. I don't know. I'm going to get y'all the information, though. Might have to do some type of PSA. Short to the point. I really want Jay to be on there in, like, 2 and just give y'all the information. We'll get it figured out. I'm going to get y'all the information. But, yeah, we're going to be talking about different stuff, just like how It's Real Talk Radio is. Now, if everything goes as planned, you're still going to be able to click on all of these shows that I ever did, you know. We did so many things, superstorms, liars, and cheaters, and oh my goodness, we covered the 2016 election. I mean, I can just go through Paranormal Activity, Neighbors from Hell. Those were shows back in 2013. You know, I mean, man, we did so many shows. We had the NFL weekly wrap up show that we was doing. Man, had spinoff shows from other, you know, hosts and stuff that came on, and just going through some of the, you know, stuff. What kind of parent are you? What would you sacrifice for fame and fortune? Conspiracy theories 2, child support, hoarders, I mean, y'all, you covered so much stuff. This one, the show was fun when I had help and had a consistent person that was, like, in there with me, the friend zone, being friend zoned. That's always a very intriguing topic. Had many a guest. How you know she's a thot? Erotic discussions. That was a show that I think that was the first time we had Jade on back in 2014. So I think that's when I was, like, the first time I, like, met Jade, you know. Man, is having a roommate really worth it? Roundtable discussion, to spanking your kids a necessary evil. We had the little Christmas show called Classic Christmas Moments. Oh, my God. It just makes me feel warm. Like, this show was my baby, y'all. Like, literally, I birthed it. Like, you know, me and Izzy, like, we birthed this thing. Like, and seeing it grow for 5 years, top 10 worst rappers of all time, that show was so fun, and we were just rolling, and that was fun. I mean, still, this goes on and on. I could talk y'all head off. We did the CBR show where we was, you know, championship battle rap, where we was getting into the whole battle rap thing, and Mark 2 was helping me with that, co-hosted with me for that. That was still under this, It's Real Talk Radio, though. Man, we even had some, you know, rap battles over the phone. You know, I'm a big hip-hop head, big battle rap fan. So, rode that wave for a minute. It was cool. Wish we could have kept it going, but I can't do it by myself. You know, I can't, like, it's just, you know, politics came into play. Like, I felt like that could have been something that would have been, like, great and big, but, you know, the stars were on the line for it. But, you know, I still rep it. You know, I still got the logo for it. You know what I mean? And who knows, one of these days maybe I can, you know, get the right situation with the right people around me and we can really do it the right way. If it's going to be done, it got to be done the right way, for sure. A Nightmare on Bed Bug Street, that was definitely one of my favorite discussions, one of my, I think, one of the best shows. You had Exterminator come on, we were talking about bed bugs, and never had to do another show about it because all the information we gave on that show was, like, it's not going to change. Like, bed bugs are bed bugs. Like, that show was, what, 2015? And that show is relevant right now. You can listen to it and learn a lot and know how to try to, you know, keep yourself. You can't necessarily keep yourself from getting them, but more so, like, learn how to act on the situation. I had learned so much. I basically obsessed myself. I had bed bugs real bad and obsessed myself with learning about the information. Got the Exterminator to come on. We had a great show. Exterminator dropped some jewels. Definitely check out that show if you got bed bugs or know somebody that does or had them and want to know about it and how to treat it if you get it and all that stuff. I'm telling y'all, man, that's some good information on that. Entering the singles market after a bad breakup. Then consequences of dating a narcissist / sociopath with Trenton Holly. Man, I tell you, man, that's one of the best shows we ever did, man. That's one of the best shows we ever did, man. And I got to take so much from that. And, you know, Trenton had this YouTube channel where he had all these, like, great videos where talking about his, you know, his process of dealing with narcissistic abuse. You know, we learned a lot on that show. I'm telling y'all, if you have had any type of, like, you know, mentally abusive partner, any of the Cluster B abusers, manipulators, you know. Cluster B people are horrible people, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all. You can talk about mental illness and all that stuff all you want. They are some horrible people. Like, you don't want to date and have no romantic connection with somebody out of the Cluster B world. Trust and believe. Trust me. You know, it was a great show. People on YouTube was commenting, like, hey, what happened to Trenton's page? I'm like, I don't know. I still don't know. I don't know. They say it's gone. And I typed it up. When I seen them say that, I typed it up. I can't find it. It's like, it's gone. Like, I don't know. They got me on this whole thing where, and this is a discussion I want to do, like this whole thing with, you know, freedom of speech and, you know, people's pages getting pulled from expressing themselves. I don't know why Trenton's fit. I don't know if he just willingly did it. I don't know. YouTube tried to say it was a violation of that. You know, I don't know, man. It's, I don't know what this whole thing is coming to. You know, we seen what happened with InfoWars and Alex Jones, and I'm pulling his, you know, YouTube channel and Facebook. And I don't know, man. Like, can't, like, I don't know. As you know, my whole thing is we cover everything. We talk about any and everything. We talked about 9/11. We talked about our views on that and how, you know what I mean, it ain't what the media makes it out to be and stuff like that. Don't y'all know that YouTube, like, pulled my video and said it was, like, a hate speech? I'm like, a hate speech or me expressing my views on what happened? Me as an American and my views on what happened on 9/11 is a hate speech? Like, what? And they pulled it. Like, what they did was make it where, like, I can hear it, but other people, they can't find it. Like, nobody will really hear it. You can't comment on it. I think the only way you can find it is you go directly through my page. Like, it's, you know how, like, when it's, like, the recommended videos to the right side, you can't find it on there. They don't want people to hear my views on 9/11. Like, I'm doing a hate speech. Like, they made it sound like I was a terrorist. I ain't gonna lie. Like, this YouTube literally sent me an email. I responded. They're like, yeah, no. Screw you. Yeah, it's not going up. Like, what? Like, I'm gonna do a show about that one day. So I'm gonna do a, like, a whole discussion on that. Like, YouTube broke my heart because I'm like, man, I'm such a supporter. Like, I spend more time on YouTube than I do on Netflix or anything. You know what I mean? I'm one of the people that's like helping y'all be what y'all are, and like that's how y'all did me. Freedom of speech, like damn. It's a horrible thing to like see your freedom of speech violated, man. That's crazy. Yeah, we did. Should single mothers give their children? Should single mothers give their? Just a long title. Should single mothers give their children their father's last name? Interesting the topic, if you think about it. Why you shouldn't date an ex? Police brutality and attacks on police. Look, y'all. About Columbus Day, that was a great one. Like the Black Wall Street one was another one. Like, yeah, the list goes on and on and on and on and on, man. The guests that we had, you know, spinoff shows. You know what I mean? Where other hosts came on, did their shows. You know what I mean? Like. Man, I met so many people, even some people I bonded with, and some of these people that was guests on my show, I got their number in my phone right now. Like, I really appreciate, like, you know, what doing this show, the opportunities it's given me, and the networking, and the building the camaraderie with people and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I've I made some friends, had some associates, made some friends too, and I've had some dealings with people doing this show. I just put it like that. And it's really cool. It really is. You know, like, this is a great, like, run. You know, this ain't fair, but it's like, all right, you know, I'll see y'all in a bit. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be back, but it's just too much going on right now, y'all. Like, I promise you, I really tried, to the point, I mean, from practically begging Nizzy to stay on to trying to find other hosts, like, I really tried. I did everything. I tried to, like, pretty much pass the torch to future hosts, like, all right, you do good on this show. I want to fall behind the scenes and let you, like, just kind of become your thing. I tried everything, y'all. I really did. And I realized I wasn't the right approach because nobody has an attachment to this show that I do. So they don't care, like, the way I do. So it's not going to be, it's Real Talk Radio is connected directly to Tay Real and, of course, Nizzy Nay, but, you know, Jay Real, because I'm the one that's still here, like, and it's like, I had to learn that, like, you know, so it ain't going to be no passion torch to nobody. Nobody else cares the way I do. If they're not getting a check, they're not going to care. And part of me don't knock them, it's just like, keep it real. If you care about, like, if you ain't getting a check, then you ain't going to give it your all, or you ain't going to take it serious. It's like, just tell me. Maybe you can still come on as a guest or something. Like, jeez, like, why you want to, like, sell false, like, you know, false imagery. Like, why? Like, I don't get it, y'all. But I can tell y'all about 90% of the hosts I ever bought on, you know what I mean, they ain't really keep it all the way real about, you know, what it is that they was, like, you know, willing to bring to the table. You know what I mean? And stay consistent and stuff. So it's like, all right. Whatever, man. Like, you know, people going to be them and do them and What can you do? You know what I mean? Still, shout out to everybody that ever contributed to the show in any way, shape, or form that provide the voice. Is still a form of, it's still going to be entertainment at the end of the day. Shows from years ago, still entertaining to listen to right now, discussions we had, laughs we've had, guests we've had, moments we've had, all that good stuff. You know, I just wanted to put that stuff out there, man. I'm about to get out of here. You know, I do want to do one more PSA to give y'all the information, but trying to track down Jade is like literally like trying to find Bigfoot. You know, like, man, I don't know. Like, I guess when they give me the free account, I had to like get y'all the information when I, like, I don't know. I'll find a way to get y'all the information though. And another thing, I am deactivating my Facebook pages, all of them, and that's one of the reasons I started reaching out to people. So I'm like, man, I'm not going to have the option to find it, y'all, no more. I'm deactivating my Facebook pages, every last one, personal, the show one, the the music one, It's Real Talk Radio one, T-Real Music, like everything is getting deactivated. Like, I just felt like, you know, I'm just at a point now, and I wanted to, like, do a show. Maybe I should just do a show on this. Maybe I'll do a show again tomorrow night. I don't know. This might not be the last one. I don't know. It's a lot going on, though. I have to see. I don't know if I'm able to do one tomorrow or not. But, you know, basically, I just felt like it's just time to, you know, just move. Just, you know, just like, you know, go through different points in life where you just, different transformations and stuff. And I have to, like, you know, I got to step away from Facebook. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I do. And I'm deactivating all my pages. And I'm going to discipline myself to not use those pages. Now, granted, if it's very urgent, I need to contact somebody, and I really don't have access to them, it's going to be an extreme set of circumstances that make me get on there. Now, is it for good? I can't say. I'm not going to say that. Every time I tried to stop smoking, I said, no, I'm not doing it for good, period, and I never stopped. As soon as I stopped putting a time limit on it and just took it day by day, I haven't smoked consistently since 2004. The last time I smoked any type of greenery was, I think, in 2008, 10 years ago. So I did it. I stopped. I conquered my addiction. Like, you know what I mean? I did it. And so, you know, I look at Facebook as similar. Like, it's kind of like an addiction. You know what I mean? I intentionally don't even have it on my phone, y'all. So I won't, like, too much temptation. Oh, it's a notification. I got to click it. What's going on? That takes too much. Like, I got other stuff to deal with and stuff, and I don't want to be consumed by that. Very addictive. It is. I'm not going to lie. There's other reasons why, but that's one of, like, the reasons. Like, so that's a big reason why. You know, so. I might try to do another one. I got to check and see. I don't know if I'm able to do another show before the account. It takes me to a free account. But like I said, they give me, like, still give the 30-minute free joint, I'll probably still do something, but at least catch y'all up on. I want to, like, you know, do the full, I want to do a discussion on the Facebook situation, or I might just save that for the green one with me and Jade. I don't know. So I always got that option. But y'all, my dedicated listeners who been rocking with me on this account, I need y'all to hear me out. You know what I mean? So I might do that one on this account. If not, I'm definitely going to at least do a PSA when I get all the information. Matter of fact, I probably can get it. Let me see something. I gotta talk to Jay, because we still gotta know the time, the exact time for sure. Me and her gotta have a verbal conversation, and then I'm gonna just say, you know what, we're gonna record this conversation, and I'm gonna just put, yeah, we gotta do it. So I'll get y'all the information. I'm gonna definitely get y'all the information, but it is gonna be the green room with Jay and Tay. They'll be starting next week. I believe it'll be Tuesday, probably at 10, Tuesdays at 10. But I gotta get y'all the calling number and the link and all that. It's so I'm gonna give y'all my word. I'm gonna get y'all that, because y'all gotta know where to find me at. Cause this account is about to go to a free account. It's not really gonna be, I'm not gonna be doing shows on this account, especially by myself under the free account. It's not gonna be happening. I'm gonna do the PSA. I might do one of a joint. Like, I don't know. I gotta see. I might say do the Facebook thing, or I might just save that for the green room. One way or the other, I definitely expect at least one more PSA with all the information as far as the green room with Jay and Tay. And it's still going to be, like, similar to this, like, just covering different topics, whatever we feel as though is relevant and what's on our minds at the time. But it's going to be me and Jay, you know what I mean, under her platform. And we're going to get it popping. Y'all know how I do. You know what I mean? It's Real Talk Radio, your boy Tay Real, man. I'm telling y'all, man, I really appreciate y'all. I suppose I only do 60 minutes. Look, here we are. You know, we what, like 75 minutes in? And, I really appreciate everybody that ever listened. And this is, like, a big part of me. Like, this is almost as dear to me as my music. You know what I mean? Anybody that knows me know how serious I take my craft as far as the music. So this right here is very significant. Y'all got all these shows that y'all can revert back to, like, to catch all the discussions we had. I feel like if you listen to a lot of these shows, you can kind of get to know me as a person. Because all I'm doing is giving y'all realness. The same stuff I talk about on the show is the same stuff I talk about off air. I'm giving y'all realness. I ain't faking the funk. This ain't scripted. You know, so when you hear this show, you're getting to know me when you hear this show. My views, everything. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just who I am, how I carry myself, mannerisms, the whole nine, you name it. You're getting to know me when you hear this show. So with that said, man, I'm about to get out of here. All good things must come to an end. But please definitely still check out all the shows I've ever did. Please, you know, check in. Continue to check in because you never know. I'm telling y'all, I can see me coming back. I'm not going to say, yeah, I'll be back for sure because I feel like that's jinxing it. I don't see this being, like, forever. Like, you know, I feel like I'm going to be back with the premium account again at some point. It's just a matter of when. But I'm not going to put no type of time on there, nothing. It's just, like, indefinitely for now. Like, I'm just going to be doing a green run with Jay and Tay where I got help. I don't have to engineer. You know what I mean? It'd be a lot simpler for me with all I got going on. Y'all still going to hear my voice. And it's Real Talk Radio. It's already solidified. When you Google, I think you Google Talk Radio and go to images, and it's Real Talk Radio. It's right there, like the logo and everything. Like, this is like an official movement, y'all. I got the shirt and everything. Like, you know, it's Real Talk Radio at gmail.com. You still can, like, email me. You know what I mean? I will definitely respond to anything, you know, to supporters, listeners, all that good stuff. Yeah, man, and you can also email me at itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com to, like, you know, see how you can turn into, you know, the green room and potentially be a guest on there, because I know me and Jay will take some guests on there as well, you know, and still going to be popping. Y'all still going to hear my voice every week, so that's just this account, but I'm still popping every week. Y'all still can holler at me, you know what I mean? So with that said, y'all, I'm about to get out of here, man. It's actually hard for me to close this show. I'm like, damn, like, I feel like, you know, I'm, you know, about to go to the military, and my family is, like, right there, you know what I mean, dropping me off, you know, to the plane or something, like, for me to go serve, like, you know, with the military. Y'all ain't going to see me for a while. Because y'all are, like, my extended internet family, you know what I mean? So appreciate everybody that listened tonight, everybody that's been listening over the years, you know what I mean? You know, just tune in, check in with me, you know, check out the green room, you know, when I get the exact information, I get it to y'all, you know, check it out. You never know, I might just pop up one day with a little 30-minute little update or little topic, who knows? And y'all gotta continue to check in, man. Y'all know I pop up out of nowhere, boom, there you go again. Like, you never know, you know what I mean? So definitely tune in, man. It's been a pleasure, like, serving y'all, giving y'all this content, man. It really has, every week for the last 5 years, 5 years, y'all, 5 years of doing a show where you're not even, like, you're just doing it out of love. You ain't getting paid or nothing. You just doing it out of sheer love, like, reaching out the gas and stuff, and building bonds with people, and, you know, searching for talent, all that stuff, man. The list goes on and on. Like, man, I feel like playing It's So Hard to Say Goodbye, but I don't have it in the audio clips, man. It's all good. Like I said, man, like, y'all know, y'all gonna be able to find me every week, still in the green room. Still got my email address, itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. I'm not gonna be on Facebook no more. I didn't deactivate the pages yet, but it's coming soon. It really is. That's why I've been reaching out to people, old friends, family, people I dealt with, whatever, on whatever level. And, like, not family. I already got a connection with them, but, like, friends, old people I dealt with on whatever level. You know, been reaching out to them, like, hey, man, da-da-da, deleting the Facebook, deactivating it or whatever. But, you know, hey, holler at me or whatever, or here's my number, whatever. Like, you know, I should reach out to people, you know. Like I said, I don't want to be that bitter person, you know what I mean? I want to, you know, just want to have that breath of fresh air. Like, just, like, I'm just on some other stuff right now, y'all. I really, really am. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm on positive vibes right now. You know what I mean? So, know how to be prideful, don't let people manipulate you and stuff. Be prideful, but don't be like a jackass. You know, don't be a pushover, don't be a jackass. Try to find that balance, y'all. Please, by all means. You know what I mean? And like once again, thank y'all for supporting me over the years and checking on me every so often. It's realtalkradio@gmail.com. You know what I mean? And yeah, it's been real, y'all. It really, really has been real, man. It's your boy Tay Real, man. Holla at me.
Thank you for listening to It's Real Talk Radio. You can catch us every week live on Blog Talk Radio by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/TayReal or by calling 347-838-9540. Unable to catch the live show? No problem. You can hear all of our archive shows on blogtalkradio.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. If you're interested in being a guest, you can email us or contact us on social media at itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. It's Real Talk Radio, but not just a brand.